Welcome to the Inside Songwriting Podcast. This is where songwriters find inspiration every time. Hey friends, welcome back to the Inside Songwriting Podcast. My name is Carl Brody. I'm speaking to you from the cliff tops of Sydney. And another beautiful day here. This is episode 21 of the Inside Songwriting Podcast. And I am super chuffed to be able to tell you that, it takes a long time. If you type in best songwriting podcasts on Google, we come up as number two. And that's pretty amazing when you've been sort of just getting your head down and trying to share inspirational thoughts on songwriting, and then you turn around one day and it's number two on Google, which I'm sure anyone who sort of follows that stuff would realize that's quite something. You know, there are people out there that their goals, their long-term goals, are to be somewhere on Google. My brother said, you know, he works online, and he said to me that one of the sort of in jokes is, if you want to hide a dead body, the best place to hide it is page two on Google. So it's pretty amazing. Thank you guys. It only happens because you listen, and it only happens because you find the podcast and share it with friends or leave reviews. So I'm really chuffed and I'm really grateful, and I'm going to continue to keep throwing out as much as I can to help you with your craft, no matter what stage you're at in your songwriting. Hope you had a good weekend. It's Monday now here. I had a brilliant weekend. It was Father's Day here in the Southern Hemisphere. I don't know how that works, but I know that in Australia it was Father's Day, and I know that it's not the same back where I'm from originally in the UK. I think it's in June or July or something like that. So I had a really cool day with my boys. I've got two boys, and we had the best weekend, and it was nice because the sun came out and it was a little bit warmer for a change. So feeling good, back into it today. Got lots on this week. My week is full as usual, writing songs, recording songs, co-writing, recording podcasts. We've got, Michael Roberts and I have got a lot going on with some other things as well, which, you'll see if you head up the blog, insidesongwriting.com, you can see Michael's been keeping up his weekly column, Music's Topical Tips and Insights, and they're pretty amazing. He just pours out this information that he somehow manages to retain, that he's collected over the years about all things songwriting. And he's been keeping up the weekly column, and I've been doing some more blogging than usual, actually. I'm still not quite yet. I know it's been around for a long, long time now, but I'm still not quite used to the word blog. It seems a bit clumsy to me, but people seem to understand it, so I'll continue to use the lingo. And of course, co-writing is a big part of my week this week. I like to make it a big part of my week every week, but it doesn't always happen. And once I finish recording this, I've got a bit more work to do on some vocals that I'm comping. I'm in the middle of producing a few projects at the moment, so I'm working on some vocals today. And then I'm going over to Coogee to write with my friend Amali Ward. She's a great singer-songwriter, former Australian Idol finalist. And she, a couple of years ago, she won the John Lennon songwriting competition. She's done backing vocals on my albums, on a couple of my albums. I love her voice next to mine. And we're a good little co-writing team. You know, we've been writing since way back. We started out years ago writing together when I lived over in Bondi. And we write well together. We're both, when we write for ourselves, we write different style, very different style to each other. But when it comes to putting our heads together to write songs, we do really well. And we're going to do some more this afternoon, which should be really cool. Amali just made it to the final 24 on the X Factor show, which she just wanted to give that a go, see where that took her this time around. It's been about, I think, 7 or 8 years since she was on Australian Idol. And that's just something she wanted to try, because I think the X Factor is getting bigger and bigger these days, you know. And I think any publicity to shove your career along can help, you know. One of the things she did do a couple of years ago is, and this is what I want to talk about today, is reaching out. Amali recorded an album in New York with David Ryan Harris, and it was just an example of someone taking the initiative and reaching out. You know, I was advised to do it years and years ago, and it took me a while. You're just reaching out and finally, and she wanted this particular producer. She's a big John Mayer fan, and David Ryan Harris was in his band and had a lot to do with John Mayer. And she sought him out and asked him to produce the record, and he did. And it's a wonderful record. It's super energetic, great songs, all written by Amali and Bo Golden. And yeah, it's a brilliant record, and she's a heck of a singer and a great songwriter. And yeah, she made this superb album in New York with a great producer. And that was all from just, you know, tracking him down and reaching out. And he might have said no, but he didn't. And I had a similar experience. Well, years ago I was told by, I think we were talking about this with in the Caitlin Harnett interview a couple of months back. She tracked down, you know, she's a big Kathleen Edwards fan. And she tracked down the producer of the album Failure, which is a brilliant album. It's one of my favorites too. In fact, I think that's the one that introduced me to Kathleen Edwards myself years ago. And yeah, Caitlin loves that record, so she went over to Canada. Beforehand, she struck up an email conversation with Dave Droves. I think I've probably got that wrong again. It's Dave Droves. I think I said Dave Draves in the interview. Dave Droves. And she's made an incredible record, which is coming out real soon. And that was all because she just made the effort, took the initiative. And again, Dave might have said no, but he didn't. He said yes. And not only that, Kathleen Edwards came and sang on the record with her. And then most recently, when Caitlin went to, she went back for another trip to Canada. And these are the things that happen in life, guys. So Caitlin was over there for a couple of shows, a couple of festivals, and she got a call from Kathleen Edwards asking if she would come and sing backing vocals on a tour with her, or on one show or something like that. And Caitlin told me with the biggest smile, and you know, this is a few weeks ago when I saw her here in Sydney again, and she said, and I couldn't do it because I had another gig that night in another town. She said, but can you imagine? I said, yeah, I can imagine. You know why? Because you're someone who shows up, you know? You're the one, you're someone who actually makes that move. And these people that we aspire to, you know, the careers that we aspire to and the achievements that we aspire to, they're all regular human beings like you and I. You know, like they say, we got the same 24 hours as everyone else. And it's just what we do with it. What was that great Abraham Lincoln? Whatever you are, be a good one. Abraham Lincoln. I love that. Whatever you are, be a good one. That's what we're all about here, right? We want to improve on what we are taking on in life and, you know, build our skill set and expand our knowledge of what's around us so that we can be inspired and implement that into art, into our writing process every day. You know, the more you gather, like listening to this podcast, you've chosen to do something about that. That's great. And I'm probably, you know, one tiny little part of what you do to improve on your songwriting journey. And that's great. You know, you've reached out to something else. There's this Scottish guy who sits and looks at the ocean and talks to you about your songwriting. You know, I would probably like to find another Scottish person that sits in the clifftops looking at the ocean talking about songwriting. If there is another one out there that I don't know about, can you please write to me and let me know? Because I'm going to track them down and listen to what they've got to say and see if it helps me. Reaching out, you know, Amali's, she did that. She found David Ryan Harris, and you know, a lot of other things came from that as well. He's an incredible artist himself. I was blown away, actually. He came here and played in Sydney, and Amali was the opening act. And I went along to watch, and pretty special. But you see the knock-on effect, you know. First of all, she's trying to track the guy down. The next thing she knows, he's producing her album. And then beyond that, she's opening for him in Sydney to a full house. You know, and that's just a small part of it. And again, the Caitlin story is great. And, you know, years ago, I think I said this on the Caitlin interview, my old label manager or label guy, Stuart Coop at Laughing Out Low Records, when I had my first album out here back in 2002, you know, we had a lot of conversations about who I might like to produce my next record, or one day have produced me. And I, of course, immediately said T-Bone Burnett. And he said, well, you need to contact him. And I reached out, and he didn't reply. However, a couple of years later, I found myself being invited to be the opening act for Patty Griffin. And I toured with her right around Australia, which was a wonderful experience in a million different ways. I might talk more about that some other time. But suffice to say, she's as wonderful a woman as she is on record and as a songwriter, and as she appears to be whenever she plays a show and whenever she shows up. And so, you know, during that time, I was about to make a new record, and I spent some time with her in Austin, and we just went around to her friend's house to jam. And it was months later, maybe even 6 months later, that I remembered how much I liked this guy. And he happened to produce a Patty Griffin album named Impossible Dream. And so that was my chance to see if I could, you know, ask someone who had, you know, would have been incredible. If this guy had said yes, it would have been incredible for me that he would accept the role of producing my next album with me. You know, so I went through Patty, and Craig Ross, he said yes. And the next thing I knew, it was a few months later, I got the experience of of Craig Ross producing my record. You know, these are the triumphs that we can, you know, learn from as well. And that is that, you know, when I first discovered Patty Griffin, there's so many parts of that story that I would never have dreamed would have been part of my past now. And so I'm just saying, you know, and there's all levels of that as well. One of the things I wanted to tell you today was that I'm really excited because whilst the podcast is going really well with loads of downloads and finding new friends every week, which is awesome, the actual website, insidesongwriting.com, that's picked up a lot in the last 6 months. There's a lot of more people visiting. However, the interaction is pretty scarce. So I know that people are reading things on the website, and I know that people are listening to the podcast. And I get a few emails, not heaps, but I get emails and I reply to everything. And so I figured I want to try something and to have a bit more interaction. And I thought, well, you know, everyone's on Facebook, not everyone. But if I was to use that broadly, then I'm sure you'd agree, most people are on Facebook. And I figured that if I open a group there and start a little community where we can interact, we can connect, we can share on there, and everyone can meet everyone. And I thought that was I just had the idea less than 2 weeks ago, and I launched the community a week ago, and at the moment it's got a small group. There's only 33 members, but I'm telling you now, and this is the first time I've told you, that we now have an inside songwriting community group on Facebook, and all you have to do is request to join. So you just click on you just type in Facebook, Inside Songwriting Community. You ask if you can join, and then I'll see you now. It's me personally that's doing it. I'll see your name come up, and I'll accept you. And I've got to tell you that it's already been fruitful. It's insane. There's already co-writes. A co-write has already been posted as a result of us striking up this community last Monday. So already people are connecting and collaborating, and already people are sharing their achievements or concerns or ideas or asking questions, asking me questions, and I'm on there. I'm going to try and be on there every day. I'm not going to go on there every day because I don't want to, but you know what it's like with these things. There's a very good chance that I probably will go on there every day. But I think there's other things that are healthier for me than going on there every day. I'm sure you can imagine. Like, for example, yesterday when I was hanging out with my kids on Father's Day, the last thing I'm going to do is go on social media. For that reason anyway. So yeah, it's been brilliant. There's been co-writes already, and there's other co-writes that have been organized already as a result of this community. So it's all levels. There's a lot of people who just might be a little further afield, you know. They don't hang around other songwriters that often, and you know, it's great. There's so much to gain from being involved in a community, and where you can just talk about your passion and even ask questions to other people who clearly have the same passion. You know, I got an email probably 3 weeks ago. It might be longer, actually. It might be longer than that. And Brian from Pennsylvania. Shout out to Brian. How you doing, Brian? So, you know, he was talking about how he's writing lyrics and he would love to connect with someone who might like to have a go at co-writing with him. And that was a few weeks before I even had the idea of starting up the community on Facebook. So, you know, he's in Pennsylvania. I can't even pronounce the town he's from in Pennsylvania, but he's writing with someone from North Queensland in Australia because of this little community. And I couldn't be happier to be able to share that with you guys and to be able to connect with you. You know, jump on there, say hey, ask me anything you want to ask me, ask the other group members anything you want to ask them. Ask them if you can co-write with them. You know, get on there and track down, follow their links, see where that leads to. You might hear some of their music, and then you can, you know, ask them if they feel like doing a interstate or intercontinental co-write, or you might even be in the same town as them and you got a new friend. This is you know, I want to point you back to an earlier episode, actually. Episode 14 of the podcast is entitled How to Find Someone to Co-Write Songs With. Now, there's lots of ideas on there how to do that too, and now we can add this to it. You can jump on the Inside Songwriting Community Facebook page. It's a, like I say, it's a group. You just jump on there and ask to join. And there you go, you're already a part of a community. And this is, I'm assuming, going to be really particularly helpful for those who don't have a network of songwriters, but it can be in addition to everything else you do as a songwriter, even if you do have a healthy network of songwriters. You know, if you look at my week this week, today, in a couple of hours, I'm writing with Amali. She's a bit more of a soulful, sort of pop, real kind of funky singer. You know, and then on Friday, well, after that, between now and Friday, I'm producing this stuff, and some of it is a little bit rootsy and folky. Some of it is a little bit country, Americana. Then on Friday, I'm writing with Fanny Lumsden, the wonderful Fanny Lumsden. She's just back from touring around Australia, and she went to the Northern Territory and had an amazing experience up there at the Darwin Festival. You know, she and I are friends, but we've never written together before, and I'm really looking forward to it. She comes from way out west in the real countryside, very flat. I've been out there actually for a drought relief concert a few years ago. We had to fly out there. And so Fanny Lumsden, she's from there, and we're going to write on Friday. It's going to be interesting and exciting, I'm sure. And then I'm just showing you a bit of an example of it's good to be adaptable and be open. And don't just write with people who you think are going to be absolutely right for the kind of style that you want to write. You can learn a lot. And also remember, a great song stands up in any genre, in most genres. Last night on The X Factor, I heard a country singer do a Lady Gaga song. And I was thinking exactly the same as the judges throughout the performance. I was going, is this a Lady Gaga song? It sounds like it's a country. But the thing is, it was just a brilliant song. You know, it was a brilliant song. And I swear, when you're listening to it, you would have thought it was already a country hit. After I write with Amali today, with Fanny on Friday, I'm then going into the countryside in the other direction to write with Johnny Kay up there in the hills, where they just had, you know, I'm sitting here in the sunshine overlooking the ocean, and a few days ago they had heavy snowfall up there with Johnny Kay. We're going to spend a couple of days working on some songs, and you know, he's a different style again. He's a storytelling, honest songwriter, living there in the hills with his family, you know, and a real meaningful lyricist with a rich voice that immediately grabs you. You know, I've got three entirely different co-writing situations coming up in the space of 7 days. And I would encourage every single one of you to take on that kind of journey as a writer. And that might include you finding someone on the Inside Songwriting community who sounds nothing like your vision of where you want your songs to go, but just hit them up for a co-write. You know, there's two things that are the worst thing that can happen. And none of these are bad. The first one is they say no, which is unlikely, because it's a community of songwriters looking for other songwriters to... it's not just about co-writing, but everyone's on there to be part of a community. So I'm assuming everyone's interested in collaborating. The other thing that can happen is that you write a song, it doesn't quite turn out as good as you would want it to. But my advice on that is get a little bit of a feel for what the person does and work on something together. Rather than saving up your best idea, whatever, because sometimes that can be a disappointment. I've done that. I've saved up some of my best ideas and I've taken them to some of the people who are reputedly it's hard to put this in a... So I've written with some people who are like the best songwriters in the world for particular genres, and they're doing really well. They're really successful and they've had lots of success in the past, that kind of thing. And I've saved some good ideas that I've, you know, just kept in the back of my mind. You know what? I'm going to take that idea to that person. I don't dilute my other ideas with the other people I'm writing, but admittedly, and I'm sure everyone would, you know, feel the same in these kind of situations, go, you know what, I've got to be impressive in this situation, so I'm going to keep this idea because I think it's an absolute beauty. I'm going to take it to that person. And I have been utterly disappointed with every time I've done that, where I've thought that I was saving I wanted that idea to turn into something really special. I've been really disappointed. And just, you know, my advice, if you're going to write with someone you've never met before and you're not sure how it's going to turn out, is just write some together. Work on it together. Come up with the lines together. If you've got one idea that gets it started, that's great. If you've got one verse or one chorus or something. But don't let it be, you know, if it does turn out, if it unfortunately turns out how you don't like it, I've got friends who've said, they've called up their co-writer and said, hey, you know, I still really like that idea, but that song didn't go in the direction I wanted it to. So just wanted to let you know, I'm going to try and write the same idea again, whether that's on my own or with someone else. So are we cool? And really, if you're not using any of the ideas from that co-writing session, then there's nothing they can say anyway. So you're just hoping that in good faith that they're going to understand that situation and say, sure, you know, we tried. And be fair though, if you're going to rewrite it with a friend or with someone else, be fair and don't use any of the parts that we've written together. Or if you do, make sure you cut me in, because that would be unfair. We have to be fair with this stuff. And that stuff can get tricky, but really there's a really simple way to solve all of that stuff. When you're co-writing, you go 50-50. When you're co-writing a three-way, you split it three ways. When a chopper is flying really close to your house, you perhaps shouldn't be recording a podcast. I can't really see that one, actually. Yeah, so, you know, these things can be done and dusted. I mean, my experience, every time I've been in Nashville, on my way out of the door, I'm signing something at the front desk that says, you know, 50-50 or three-way, even split. We can have another chat about how to split songs fairly another time, but there's a couple of things that you might want to be mindful of. So there you go. On the Inside Songwriting community, there's lots of opportunities to find collaborators. You know, you might just want help with a verse, and then you'd have to think about splits differently or whatever. But for now, jump on there, you know, find new friends. They might be on the other side of the world to you. And there's no harm in being creative with new people, new friends in the world. One of the other things I wanted to say about reaching out was, excuse me. So I mentioned Brian from Pennsylvania. You know, Caitlin reached out to Dave and Amali reached out to David Ryan Harris, and I reached out to Craig Ross, and I know lots of stories similar. You know, I just got a thank you on Twitter from Ron Sexsmith. And Ron Sexsmith is one of my favorite songwriters of all time. We have actually met. We managed to have a good chat out at the... We were both on the bill at the Blue Mountains Folk Festival. And, you know, yeah, I was a little bit in awe to meet him. But the guy's such a down-to-earth, good dude that just all that stuff just went right out the window as soon as we said hey. And It helped that we had some mutual friends as well. In fact, we were both given a room in the same hotel for that festival, next door to each other. So I had an even better chat with him the next morning. And we had mutual friends, and I had just come home from Nashville where I was writing with a friend named Kim Ritchie, who's amazing. You know, this is the sort of thing that can happen. Ron Sexsmith said to me while we were talking, well, you know, maybe you and I could get together and write sometime. And, you know, you can imagine my reaction. I kept my cool. I think I just said something like, that'd be great. I'd love to. Meanwhile, I knew that he was leaving town the next day, leaving Australia the next day. And so we haven't been in touch or anything, and we haven't co-written. But you know what? One day we might. Next time we're in the same town or at the same festival, something like that. I'm not going to be shy in reminding him that one day when we were talking in the Blue Mountains in Australia, he asked me if we would co-write one day. You know, that's something that may or may not happen. But what I'm saying is reach out. Brian from Pennsylvania, he got in touch with me because he's been listening to the podcast, and he told me that he just writes lyrics and he wondered if there was anyone that, or is there any way, any communities or whatever he can find where he can hook up with some people to co-write with. And, you know, if I wasn't as crazy busy, you know, if he'd have caught me in the right week or the right month, I might have said, hey, man, I'll give one a go. Throw me some lyrics. And that's not unlike me to do that either with people from across the world who I have no idea their background or anything like that, where they come from, how they write. You know, I write with lots of different people. And so Brian did the right thing. You know, he put it out there. And now he's finding friends on this community, on Facebook, and he's going to be co-writing. Maybe he's doing it right now as we speak. So I'm just saying, like, reach out. And, you know, you've got to remember one thing as well. When we're connecting with people in these forums and these communities, you've already got a lot in common with these people. You've already got common ground. It's like when I was traveling around the world and I found myself in South Africa and or wherever in Mexico, and I'm staying in hostels. So the reason we can all talk to each other when we've never even met each other before is because we've immediately got something in common. You know, I'm traveling around the world, so are you. I'm a long way from home, so are you. I've got the adventurous spirit, so have you. I'm a songwriter, so are you. It's a beautiful thing, and I couldn't be more proud to see the fruits already whereby people are connecting. And this is in one week, you know, if, like I've always said on this podcast, if this, what I'm doing, can somehow influence or inspire or give you a nudge to go out there and bring new songs into the world, then for me, that's an incredibly rewarding feeling to know that, you know, art is being made. Without trying to make it sound too grand, you know, new art is being brought into the world. That does actually give me a buzz. I like to know that people are tuning in to their creative side and doing something about it. And then, without sounding too grand again, unleashing that onto the world. And that might even be to their close circle of friends. But you know what? How good does that feel? I had a friend the other day for the first time. She's in her 40s. And for the first time, she sat down and played her mom a song, guitar and voice. And you should have seen her face. She was beaming. It made her so proud that she could sit down and play a song and sing it to her mum. And it was the first time in her life she's done that. You know, that sort of stuff blows me away. Blows me away. I think I'm going to have to get on with these vocals now, but I wanted to touch base with you and let you know about the community. So if you go to Facebook and go to Inside Songwriting Community, and just, I think it's on the right-hand side, it says ask to join or something like that. I'll put a link in the show notes to the podcast as well, because it doesn't have a name, it's just got numbers, but I'll put the link on the show notes. And meanwhile, thanks for being here. If you like the podcast, please leave a review on iTunes. It totally helps, it helps rank the podcast. And then, you know, I'm sure with anything you find on iTunes, you have a little look and see if there's any reviews, and if you read them, and if it sort of sounds like your kind of thing, you'll jump on there. I'd be really grateful, and I'm grateful anyway that you took the time out of your day or your week to clock in with me here. You know, you never know, these things lead to, like, one day I might be in your town and we can have a coffee or a Corona or my personal favorite, a nice glass of red wine. So actually, that's what I should mention before I go. There's an opportunity for everyone here. You know, I've just been, I don't even know if I announced this on the last podcast. I've been appointed as the songwriter in residence for the Country Music Academy of Australia, which, yeah, even saying that out loud blows me away. It means that I'll be the tutor for the senior and the junior students for the Country Music Academy, at which pretty much all the well-known Australian country music artists have been to at some point in their lives. It's an amazing honour, and I cannot wait to get into it. It's an intensive schooling for songwriting in country music, which I'm going to be coaching. And the academy teaches everything from stagecraft and, you know, music business. And there's even an instrumental course that goes on at the same time. The applications for this are open globally. So if you're in Sweden, I know we've got listeners in Sweden, if you feel like coming to Australia in January and coming to a country music academy and having me teach you songwriting, if you're in Scotland, or if you're in Pennsylvania, or if you're anywhere in the world, we have listeners in Canada, in New Zealand, in Japan, all over the United States. By the way, well done, United States of America. You're leading the way by a long shot in the downloads for this podcast, and I am so grateful. And it sometimes makes me want to question the people in my own backyard why the downloads are not equal to that of a nation on the other side of the world. But nonetheless, I'm super grateful for everyone being here. I'm going to put a link to the Country Music Academy in the show notes as well. And I think the deadline is in a couple of weeks, at the end of September, for applications. But, you know, if it's not something you feel like doing this year, it's the senior group is all ages, by the way. The juniors are just under 18s. So I'll put a link there, and you can apply from anywhere in the world and come and spend some time in Australia. Go to Country Music Academy. And immediately after the Country Music Academy is a festival in Tamworth that I've spoken about a lot, because I have a lot to do with that. And as you know, as you'll know if you listen to previous episodes. But once again, thanks so much. I'll try and put everything I've spoken about in the show notes. And remember, reach out. It can't hurt. It absolutely can't hurt. If you get a knockback, you get a knockback. You can still have a fantastic day, even if you get a knockback. I have rejection letters from years ago, before I got record deals and then kept getting record deals and publishing deals. I have rejection letters that could wallpaper a house. If you're like me and you're over 40, Carl Jung, great quote, Carl Jung, life begins at 40. Anything you've done up to that point is just research. I'll leave you with that. Thanks so much for being here. I'll speak to you really soon. Be safe out there. All the best.